Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Everybody's talking about the Met Gala and the costumes. I don't know if we can do justice on radio, but there's some interesting fashion, isn't there, Dean?
When people think fashion, they think Bob Surratt morning shows.
Of course they do.
They come to us for that kind of important information. This is the annual fundraiser that is put on with the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. It did not happen last year because of COVID. So the celebrities were anxious to get on their wildest clothes and get out there again and put on a show for everybody. Chicago well represented. Jennifer Hudson, if you do nothing else today, go on Google and look up Jennifer Hudson at the Met Gala wearing this stunning, beautiful, flowing red gown. She looks absolutely mesmerizing on that. Chance the Rapper was there with his wife, Kirsten Corley Bennett, of course. They, looked fantastic. Kim Kardashian, wouldn't be a Met Gala without her, covered and head to toe in black, including her head, her face. So it just looked like a ghost walking down the red carpet. Really, and she did have a date with her who was wearing a dark hoodie. We could not see who that was. Her sister Kendall Jenner, completely opposite, left very little to the imagination, wearing a very, very extremely sheer gown. The rapper Lil Nas X shows up wearing this gigantic gold robe, and then he takes the robe off, and underneath he's got it almost looks like a suit of armor. Or if you remember C-3PO from the Star Wars movies, that's what his outfit was like in there. Jennifer Lopez had this sort of Western motif going on. Billie Eilish, who's usually very goth and, looks like she's wearing torn clothes and, never anything super fancy. She was channeling Marilyn Monroe. She had this beautiful sort of pink, lush gown on. I've never seen Billie Eilish look like that before. Serena Williams in a fluffy, shaggy cape. Rihanna was there, covered in black, and she was with the rapper called ASAP Rocky, who had something on that I'm pretty sure my grandmother had on her couch, like as a throw rug, to protect the couch.
Nice.
That's what it looked like to me. I'm not a fashion person.
I'm looking at the pictures of Kim Kardashian in black, and she's completely covered head to toe.
Right.
Well, all right.
That's the new fashion look. You're going to be seeing everybody on Michigan Avenue in that soon.
I guess. So did they require proof of vaccination for the folks?
Yeah, they did. It was part of the reason they were able to pull this off this year, and is also the reason why Nicki Minaj, who is rapper Nicki Minaj, who is usually quite the fashion plate, this is a perfect event for her. She did not attend because she did not want to comply with their vaccination policy, proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test. She tweeted out, "They want you to get vaccinated for the Met." She said, "If I get vaccinated, it won't be for the Met. It'll be once I feel I've done enough research that I'm working on right now." So,
what more can be uncovered about this vaccine?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just happy to know that a rapper is doing COVID research. so we can finally get the correct word on. Okay. What's going on?
Yeah, I hope we'll find out about the booster shot from
the Nicki Minaj.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's talk about this comedian Dion Cole and the passing of Dion's mom.
Yeah, sad news that he just revealed on his Instagram page. Dion Cole, born and raised in Chicago, grew up in the Rosalind neighborhood, went to Thornton High School. Comes back to Chicago all the time, has great affection for Chicago. His mom, Charlene Cole, still lived in the Chicago area, even though Dion, you know, working in L.A., so that's where he lives. But over the weekend, she passed away. We don't know details about the cause of death, but, you know, Dion on his Twitter pages has lots of pictures about his mom. Said that his mom was witty and full of strength and humility, called her God's right-hand man, and said that he loves her more than anything. So our sympathy and our condolences. Dion Cole, who you know as Charlie on the TV show Blackish, completely hilarious, but our hearts are breaking for him today.
Dean, how is Jeff Bridges doing?
Jeff Bridges is doing great. I guess it was a month or so ago that we first reported the story. He revealed, I should say, that he was diagnosed with lymphoma. This was actually last October, so it actually has been much longer than that. But on his website yesterday, he has posted that his cancer is in remission. He has returned to work. Says the tumor has shrunk down to the size of a marble. But even through all of that, he says the lymphoma was a piece of cake compared to when he was diagnosed with COVID-19. This past January. So he was battling cancer and COVID-19 at the same time, but he says that he is okay now. He is still on oxygen therapy as a result of the COVID and is working to completely get off that. But he said his main thing was that he wanted to be well enough to walk his daughter down the aisle at her wedding and dance with her, which he did not too long ago. So great news about Jeff Bridges.
Yes, it is. This album from Drake is really something, isn't it?
Yeah, you play this in your car all the time?
Well, I'm going to start.
You're going to start? Do people even still do that?
Do I still have a CD deck in my car? Yeah, I do. I can do that.
Yeah, I like to play them on my cassette player, which in my car.
Sure.
I love the quality of a good cassette. This new Drake album is called Champagne. The album is called Certified Lover Boy. Album came out 10 days ago, and during that time, it went directly to the number one spot on the Billboard charts. Not a surprise. It bounced Kanye West Donda out of the top spot. But here's the amazing thing. This album now has taken 9 out of the top 10 spots on the Billboard album charts. 5 of those songs, he has 5 songs in the top 5 right now, not completely dominating it, and that has not happened since the Beatles did it back in 1964. And also this album, if that's not impressive enough, has 1 billion streams in its very first week. So music business alive and well.
1 billion?
1 billion with the B.
Wow. I know you talked to Jessica Chastain. I fell in love with her and really, really admired her role in that movie about the hunt and eventual killing of Osama bin Laden. Wasn't she great in that?
Zero Dark Thirty. Yeah, was the name of that. She was nominated for an Oscar for that. She's nominated twice for an Oscar. And I think it's very likely she's going to be nominated again for an Oscar for taking on the role of Tammy Faye Baker, the disgraced televangelist who, along with her husband Jim Baker at the time, became TV fixtures. But they got involved in some financial misgivings, and their whole empire, the PTL Club empire, just completely fell apart. So this movie is about their personal lives, the ups and downs of their professional life. You know, we always, you know, kind of remember Tammy Faye as being very, very over the top and kind of a cartoon caricature, really, of herself. She enjoyed being over the top like that, apparently. But Jessica Chastain really brings some humanity into playing this role. Did a Zoom chat with her a couple of days ago, and she told me what she learned about playing Tammy Faye Baker.
I loved that she preached that everyone is deserving of God's love, because you know, I didn't grow up with religion, but from what I've heard from people and what I've read and what I've studied, people that, you know, have deep faith, that is what it means to be Christian, right? Like, you're not, you know, you do unto others as you would have done unto you. And she really accepted everyone. She didn't judge. She loved them. Tammy lived larger than life. Her accent, her voice, the way she sang, the clothes, her makeup, everything was huge. She took up space. And she also enjoyed camp. She loved, like, the fun of being silly and ridiculous.
Have you ever had so much makeup on your face for any role ever?
No, I mean, I had, no, especially in the 90s section, I had pieces glued everywhere. I mean, I had to kind of go into a Zen part in my mind and just, you know, pretend it wasn't there and that I couldn't feel it. Pretend I could feel the air on my skin. It was wild, man.
Yeah, she is, you know, wearing some makeup, you know. Bozo had nothing on her when it came to, you know, the way Tammy Faye. And she proudly did it. She proudly, you know, wanted to be so over the top with the mascara and the makeup and the hair. And this movie is going to open in theaters only this coming Friday, if you're a fan. But expect some Oscar talk about Jessica Chastain's performance once this finally does get out.
Tomorrow morning when we talk to you, Dean, would you like us to bring you on by playing Drake's Way Too Sexy as your opening theme?
I would like that.
Yeah, all right.
I would like that. What's the other song that I know? Champagne. I think it's called Champagne Daddy. That would be,
prefer that one.
He actually, you know what, and that song, I think it's called Champagne Daddy, he samples the Beatles Michelle. It's part of it, and he gives songwriting credit to John Lennon and Paul McCartney in the song, so he also is a fan of the Beatles.
Okay, another reason to like Drake.
There you go.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.